we will be training today on purpose-driven leaders. And it's one thing to have a definition of purpose. It's other to utilize it as a leader to help inspire other people with their purpose. Because purpose, as you know, must be greater than a pain or else we will quit. The only thing that stops us from getting to where we want to be or better is the lack of commitment, the quitting, the quitters, which are 98% of the drifters. 98% of the people lack commitment. They lack purpose and therefore cannot be a purpose-driven leader. But within the construct of that leadership, and once again, I don't know if you heard me because I was muted, I will be happy to provide you today's exercises guide, the training guide, these lessons for you. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We are in Denver today. So if you're in Denver, come and join us at the Aspire Tour with Kevin O'Leary, Goggins, Tim Story, myself, and many, many more. And a VIP dinner here at the Gaylord Hotel in Denver. And then we'll be in Chicago. And then we'll be in Rhode Island. And so I want to welcome everybody to join us. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Let's get moving and grooving on this purpose-driven leadership training. In today's rapidly evolving world, leadership is no longer just about managing people or driving results. It's about inspiring others through the clarity, the harmony, the conviction, and the purpose. Purpose-driven leadership is the difference between temporary momentum, the extra milers, going the extra mile every once in a while, just to use that as an excuse to justify why they are not where they want to be or better. But instead, these purpose-driven leaders are empty milers. They have the conviction and the purpose to do it every single day, to do things they don't like or love and teach people, other people to do things they don't like or love consistently, persistently in the pursuit of a common objective as a leader of a collective consciousness, a mastermind with a definiteness of purpose. We need purpose-driven leaders. Purpose-driven leadership is the difference between that empty miler and the extra miler. And it's what allows teams to weather the uncertainty that exists every day. You will hear repetitively from me that certainty only exists in the future within the context of the 24-hour increment that we're given time. And so we must stay aligned in this very fast changing, accelerating momentum and force of change in circumstance environment in which we work today. It's difficult to build cultures rooted in meaning rather than metrics when all we see is data and metrics. It is difficult, as I mentioned, to be rooted in meaning or purpose rather than the metrics and the data that surrounds ourselves. But we have the power to give meaning to those metrics. We have the power to give meaning to that data. This training is designed to help you uncover your own leadership purpose, aligning your values with your vision, your execution model, your practices, your behaviors, notating that good behavior is simply behaviors that help you get to where you want to be or better. Bad behaviors interfere with it. We want to create environments where others can do the same, that we're empowering them to do the same, empowering others to empower others to do the same. And whether you're leading a team, a business, a movement, or your family, purpose is your most powerful lever. It applies to your influence, your innovation, your intuition, your intelligence, and your impact as a purpose-driven leader. There's a transformation playbook, and transformation is the understanding that energy can transform into whatever we want it to be. What we do is an energy. What we say is an energy. What we think is an energy. What we feel is an energy. What we believe is an energy. Money is an energy. What are you transforming it into? Good deeds or difficulty? Interference. This transformation playbook that is applied to the definiteness of purpose-driven leadership matters because you can't live a new life with an old mindset. You can't solve a problem in the same consciousness in which it was created. One of the great utilizations of AI is to apply a separate consciousness to your old mindset. transformation isn't behavior modification. It's a recalibration of energy, of frequency, of spirituality. If we don't renew what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, we'll keep recycling the same problems under new faces, labels, situations, jobs, goals, and soon burnout. Many leaders that I coach experience burnout even after achieving major success because they built it on an unstable foundation. They haven't utilized their values, their practices, and their execution models in order to transform according to the changes and circumstances of each day. Transformation begins not when you or they accomplish more, but when we align or realign our ambitions to a deeper purpose, a meaning that is aligned with where we want to be or better, aligned with what's stable, what's working, and what we think is going to be working. Real change happens through renewal, not resistance. I'm going to repeat that. Real change happens through renewal, not resistance. You don't force transformation. Transformation becomes itself by upgrading your inner operating system, your personal operating system. You can't find change outside of you if you can't find change inside of you. We need to renew daily. This is why I have an unwinding routine that puts my mind, my body, and soul in a position to not only recover, which has been proven to give me the greatest performance, but to access all the information and energy every morning with gratitude, alignment, forgiveness, and accountability. It is a reset of our meaning. It's a reset of our mindset each and every day. In reinforcing the non-negotiable behaviors like my sleep and my health and my family and my finance, as well as giving me a greater capacity to prioritize according to the circumstances of each day. We've done many trainings about detaching from the outcome. Instead of saying, I'll be happy when, we need to say, when that happens, it'll be for the sake of blank. It's not, I want to make $1 million by the end of the year. It's when I make $1 million, I will be able to buy a community center in Africa to empower 1,000 young ladies in order to facilitate a significant change in the world. Focus on your living, malleable, adaptable values. Don't just check external boxes. Align first before you act and then prepare for adjustment. The AAA strategy will allow you to filter every decision through service, significance, and spiritual alignment, not the interference created by the reaction to fear, the ego edging goodness out of our life, edging gold out of our life, edging growth out of our life, edging God out of our life with the reaction to fear, the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, worried. Has anybody ever felt these things? How and where did that get you? Leading from this understanding of transformation comes the facilitation of humanity. Tranquility of humanity is defined as humility. Humility is defined as the tranquility of humanity. Humility. It is the foundation of purpose-driven leadership. True leadership isn't built on pride and ego and interference. It's built on a perspective of gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration. Humility, the human tranquility, tears down the invisible walls that separate leaders from their people. Without this tranquility, without this humility, a leader becomes a dictator. We want to work in a world not of demand, but of command. Command means to work with, to inspire, to empower. Demand is my desires placed upon you. The greatest leaders that I work with in the world, whether it be the billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, and entertainers, whether it be the prime ministers or the chairmen of the Fortune 10 companies in the world, whether they're CEOs, pastors, or parents, they all practice, and I'll repeat the word practice, radical humility, knowing that I don't know what I don't know. putting it into place as often as possible, understanding that there is one commonality of all human beings. That is, they don't know what they don't know. There's two types of individuals that don't know what they don't know. There's the ignorant humility, the humble ignorant and the radically humble ignorant, and then the arrogant ignorant. The arrogant ignorant, not just the people that are attacking us. It's actually the people that love us the most that help and give us advice and counsel out of fear. Just because someone loves you doesn't mean they give you good advice if they have no knowledge, or they are giving you advice based off of the fact that they're more afraid of and for you than they are for themselves. We need to practice radical humility to admit that we don't know what we don't know, but use questions and suggestions in order to facilitate giving the best advice that we can that is aligned with somebody else's desires of where they want to be or better. Their behaviors based off of where they want to be or better, not what's missing, not what's not have, not what you're afraid of, but what they want. They know that leadership is stewardship, not ownership. Great, humble leaders stay grounded, accessible, gracious, forgiving, accountable, and most importantly, they remain intelligent followers. They remain teachable, even when they're at the highest of all heights. Even though they know the higher the level as a leader, the greater the devil as a leader. Humility, the tranquility of being human, isn't thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less so you can think more about your mission. Everything else will follow. Don't think less of yourself. Think of your thinking of yourself less so you can focus in on your mission is a true testament to the humility of a purpose-driven leader. In order to do so beyond the ignorant arrogant and the ignorant ignorant, we need to practice radical honesty. Part of my criteria of being a great leader in that pursuit is to be annoying. One of the aspects of being annoying is to be repetitive, because that's how human beings learn. But the second is to practice radical honesty, coinciding with the tranquility of being human, with the radical humility, regularly checking my motives and recalibrating my ego when it creeps in, and spending less time in those interfering thoughts, those needs to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, and worried. I honor every role that I play and recognize every person on our team that is essential to a bigger mission. We need to lead from service, not superiority. Ask yourself daily, how can I lift others today, and how can I ask for help so others can lift me? The fastest and easiest way to get to where we want to be is through humility, of being able to be of service and value and help someone get to where they want to be, but also ask others that sit in that situation to help us get to where they want to be or better. Next, we must learn to embrace what is given and execute on our calling. As we give more, there is a crucial moment of understanding, am I being given more or am I being punished? Am I worthy of receiving or not? Do I have the faith that there's more than enough of everything for everyone to ask for more or not? We weren't given our talents to compete with one another. We were given them to complete one another to that mission that we were assigned, that passion, that purpose that we were assigned in order to effectuate getting to where we want to be or better. Stop competing and start completing. Comparison is not only the thief of joy, and it isn't just toxic. It's a massive distraction from your purpose. When we compare, we separate what is the oneness that is our power. All information, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. All of the most successful teams thrive not because everyone is the same. If we all were the same, God would not have given us one of these. Because as far as I know, that's the only one of those that exists out of 8 billion people or more. We are not the same. We are one. If we are one, then equity exists in the opportunity, options, touches of favor, and blessings that we're all given equally. But because each person leans fully into their unique strength and empowers others to do the same, that does not mean everyone is the same. Comparison will kill your calling. Comparison will kill your joy. Comparison will separate you from the omniscient, all-powerful, omnipotent that loves, protects, promotes, and perfects you. Your assignment is custom made to your essence, your gifts of what you were given, what you will receive, and what you will ask for, and nobody else, just like your fingerprint. We need to identify what we're given through gratitude and forgiveness. When we give more, we are given more, but most people, 98% of those drifters, feel as if they are punished, not promoted. They're spending too much intentional time reflecting, praying, and asking the wrong people with the wrong ideas. We need to find those trusted mentors, teachers, and coaches and see what they see inside of you. Use your daily practices to apply your why to the gifts that you're given, not the punishment you perceive. At many times, there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary that you're given anything but punishment or interference, but that is not true through the concept of embracing what you're given through gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, to allow ourselves to apply our why in inspiration. We mustn't wait for the perfect quote-unquote opportunity. Let's deploy all that we're given and receive more and ask for even more than more. Let's all be celebrities and celebrate each other's and each other's gifts that we're given. Instead of competing, let's amplify others and amplify ourselves. Let's elevate others to elevate ourselves. Let's honor the beauty of the different strengths and weaknesses of working together and try to align them appropriately with what's doing well, what's stable, and what we think is doing well. We need to embrace all that we're given and execute on our mission. The commissions, they will follow. The next lesson within the context of a definite purpose, a purpose-driven leader, is to build a culture of love, of truth, of service, and joy. Culture is not, despite what other people think, culture is not created by rules. Rules will separate us. Dogmatic principles will separate us. Those are meant for guideposts in your divine direction to help us with all detours, to make them divine and to allow for divine time. Culture is created by relationships, and relationships are made with perception of time and space. Genuine truth, genuine love builds unbreakable teams. That purpose far exceeds the pain, the separation, the anxiety, the ego that exists within any construct of a social gathering, organization, team, business, etc. Organizations that I work with, they prioritize sincerity, service, and joy. I have tried my best to portray and amplify those values as a person and as a team. People recognize the sincerity, the service, and the joy that we utilize in order to effectuate a collective consciousness. Part of our private networking group is that curated room of people that are dedicated and prioritize sincerity, service, and joy to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. It's a community of people that want to help each other and know people to help each other. Come and join us. Come and join thousands of people, billionaires, millionaires, entrepreneurs, celebrities, athletes, entertainers, all who are here to help one another and know people to help one another. Elevating the loyalty, creating a deeper resilience through purpose-driven leadership during tough seasons. And I promise you, God never promised there wouldn't be a tough season. But he promised you that you'll be better off because of the tough seasons. If you have faith in all you're given, worthy of receiving it, and ask for more. loyalty is not something that can be bought. It is earned through love, not authority, not demanding, but commanding. We must lead with empathy, forgiveness, and ease. We always must seek to understand before seeking to be understood. We always must seek to understand before seeking to be understood. Serve without the attachment of emotion to an outcome. Serve without expectation. Give because it's who you are, your essence, not because of what you want in some sort of trade negotiation. Anchor yourself in this joy, this peace, this ease of empathy. Practice gratitude daily. Say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. I know the simple things to do are simple not to do, but by saying thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up, it is guaranteed to have an exponential impact on your life, guaranteed to give you what you want or better, simply for 0.1 seconds. And it's free. Practicing gratitude daily will keep this team spirit strong and build the culture of love, service, and joy in which creates an amazing mastermind of intention, of definite purpose, allowing you to be the intelligent follower to lead through that purpose-driven leadership and empower others to do the same, which creates this culture. We need to overcome the negativity with purpose and peace. So many of us allow negativity to not only invade our cellular structure each day, but speak to the repetitive nature of the subconscious, which repetitively reinforces the negativity on the automatic pilot that the subconscious does. And then it speaks to an epigenetic layer of our conscious competency, our hard drive of DNA, and recodes us in negativity instead of purpose and peace. Adversity and negativity are not obstacles. They are training grounds. I'm going to repeat that. I tell people all the time, the adversity and negativity that you experience are not obstacles. They're training grounds. Your reaction to the interference, the reaction to fear, to adversity and negativity, your reactions during this conflict reveal more about your leadership and you and your essence than your behavior during easy seasons. How we react to fear is itself the greatest impactful activity and practice that we can have. The more time we spend at ease, the greater the information and energy that we receive. The leaders who change the world aren't the ones who avoid criticism. They're the ones who bless their critics, stay rooted in purpose, and refuse to mirror negativity and perpetuate that. They shorten the distance of resistance, not only by seeking wisdom of others and of God, but your God, but also with the faith that there is your God, something bigger than you that loves you, protects you, promotes you, and perfects you more than your mom. You can't be overcome by the interference, by some sort of devil or evil, if you're overflowing with good, regardless of the increase in the level and the increase in the devil. You don't win by fighting darkness. You win by shining brighter. One particle of light overcomes a million particles of darkness. Utilize that light, not only to liberate yourself, but liberate others into the flow of great inspiration. It is so hard to pray for the happiness of our critics, to bless our critics, to pray for those who attack you. View them as hidden teachers, not as attackers. Pray for their happiness. If they were happy, they wouldn't be attacking you. Happy people don't attack. It's just a complete conflict to human nature. Release vengeance. We need to learn to forgive those things that we can't forget. It is a duplicate negative to even think about revenge. Let go of the need to win arguments. Trust divine direction, divine justice, divine time. Choose the light. Choose the light. Through gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and inspiration, choose the light to build and reflect on responding to every challenge with grace, not retaliation. Empathy, forgiveness, overcoming negativity with purpose and peace through blessing others, even if we feel as if they're attacking us, we now see the training ground full of teachers. A training ground full of teachers to help us overcome the interference with our greater higher self. Having daily practices. Transformation, energy transforming into a good deed, isn't a one-time decision. It's a daily discipline. 2 minutes a day is worth 2 hours on a Saturday. I've never met a kid who studied 15 minutes of Spanish every day that didn't get an A, but I am one of those students that studied 15 hours on Sunday and wondered why I didn't get an A. The most successful leaders aren't the ones who work harder once. They're the ones who stay consistent, persistent in the pursuit of their potential. Long-term influence isn't built by grand gestures, one-time extra milers, but it's built by the empty milers, by thousands of unseen daily decisions, forgiveness, gratitude, accountability instead of resentment, retaliation, gratitude instead of grumbling, love instead of indifference. Small spiritual habits create massive leadership transformations or shifts over time. Make sure that you say thank you. Have a gratitude practice. If you like our gratitude challenge, I'll send it with this exercise and guide to you. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Get into the practice of gratitude. Say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. Start doing it every single day, even though the simple things to do are simple not to do. Even though most of us will stop saying thank you by tonight, tomorrow morning, within 3 days, almost all of us stop this habit. Let's start again and make it a habit. Daily forgiveness is another practice, understanding how to live at ease, that we must forgive ourselves and give that to others, that we can forgive quickly, even if we don't forget, by finding the light, the love, and the lessons in what we do and praying for those teachers in those training fields. Also having an evening meditation, reflecting, I call it an unwinding routine, to celebrate the day's frequency and its wins and recalibrate to recover and access more information to plateau and grow tomorrow. What does a divine purposed, a purpose-driven leader look like? Vision without character collapses under pressure. It's a house of cards. Leaders don't just build organization. They build ecosystems, atmospheres, frequencies, and neighborhoods. That's why we have our private networking group. It is one of the greatest neighborhoods you can be a part of, a bunch of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other, that buy from each other, sell for each other at all times. They lift each other, and elevate themselves. Leaders of divine purpose are magnetic, not because of charisma, but because of congruence. Their life, leadership, and love all flow through the same aligned source, and people can feel it. The oneness, the shortening of the distance of resistance. Leadership isn't about being impressive. It's about being impactful. It's about building trust that lasts beyond your presence in the room. Live the transformation. Live the change. Don't just talk about it. Don't talk about growth. Model it daily. Live in radical humility. Stay hunger with the desire that you must be what you can be. Never graduate from learning or serving. It is a training ground full of teachers. Let love lead the way, the truth, the best, the pursuit of your potential. Make love, service, and joy the foundation of every strategy, every meeting, and every decision that you make. Utilize the daily practices with your values to execute on where you want to be or better in the divinity of being protected, promoted, loved, and perfected. Leadership isn't about titles, positions, or appearances. It's about transformation from the inside out. The world doesn't need more leaders chasing status. They need leaders with a mission, not chasing commission. It needs more leader living from service, authenticity, and alignment, and joy and service. When you commit to living these principles daily in a consistent, persistent pursuit of what you desire, You don't just build teams, businesses, organizations. You build a movement. You build a transformation, a facilitation to something bigger, better, and brighter. You create atmospheres where people are seen, empowered, and inspired to become their best self. Purpose-driven leadership isn't a buzzword. The definiteness of purpose has been utilized for almost 100 years, created by the seminal personal and professional development guru himself, Napoleon Hill, who has changed my life and set me on a divine direction, assisted me with the detours in divinity, and allowed for divine time to teach me those lessons from the training fields with the teachers. This is a blueprint for sustainability and success, joy, happiness, profitability, passion, and purpose. When leaders commit to clarity and balance and harmony of purpose, they foster deeper trust, stronger engagement, and greater resilience in their teams. Can you think of three better qualities to facilitate getting you an acceleration and aggregation and compounding the outcomes in alignment with your divine direction? The most effective leaders today are those who don't just lead with strategy, but with soul. As you move forward, remember your purpose is not just what you do, it's why you do it. For the sake of what am I doing this, not I'll be happy when. Let that why and apply that why as a guide to your decisions. Empower others to empower others to be happy, to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. And shape a legacy worth following as a purpose-driven leader. This is the transformation playbook. Humility is the foundation of it. It's all that you're given to align with your divine. Building a culture of service, joy, overcoming negativity with purpose and peace, and creating those practices and knowing what it looks like as a leader in radical humility, you will be driven with purpose for the sake of empowering others to empower others to be happy. If you would like this transformation playbook, this guide, this exercise, the gratitude challenge, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Please, everyone, be purpose-driven. Be a leader. Be an intelligent follower. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.